Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1268, Stop Delaying the Inevitable, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and with a little bit of my commentary at the end. I want to keep this intro nice and short, so let's jump right in and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Stop Delaying the Inevitable, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Did you hear that, Mr. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability.
Agent Smith, The Matrix. Whether it's The Matrix, Terminator, or just about any graphic novel, inevitability is a pretty awesome plot device. But it's also a whole lot more than that. Without you realizing it, inevitability can govern our lives and become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Fortunately, we get to choose the ending of this prophecy. Person A. Blah, I'm just going to end up fat and sad and have blood pressure problems like my dad. It runs in my family and I'm going to become him. No wonder I keep failing. Person B. I'm going to break this cycle. My kids are going to be the first in my family who grow up with a healthy dad and healthy habits. It's gonna happen. Person A. I'll just fail at losing weight like I did the last dozen times. I'm stuck at this weight, and I'm not going to win against my genetics. Why bother? What's the number for voodoo donuts again? Person B. I'm going to get healthy. This is a long journey, and I'm going to hit some rough patches, but my success is mine for the taking. I know that as long as I put one foot in front of the other, I'm going to get to where I want to go. If you associate more with person A, today we're going to take the first steps towards making you into person B. After all, it's inevitable, so you might as well just go along with me. The power of inevitability. I remember 7 years ago, I had just stumbled across Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek. I read it in a few days, and for some reason in my head, I told myself, hey, if he can do it, I can too. I have no idea how, but I'm going to create my own business helping people get healthy. And along the way, I'm going to have epic adventures, maybe even become a real-life James Bond. I then bought the domain name nerdfitness.com, and with more than a few speed bumps and leaps of faith along the way, here we are 7 years later. When I started Nerd Fitness, I knew I could make it work. But why didn't I know this when it came to getting big and strong? I thought the inevitable was that I would never get big and strong, that my genetics wouldn't allow it. Like, I was swimming against the current, and there was nothing I could do but fight in an uphill battle. Not surprisingly, my results never seemed to stick. When I found out I had a spine that didn't line up, it was a relief. I can blame my lack of progress on genetics. Personal responsibility is no longer needed. Then, I spent the past 7 months proving myself wrong, becoming anti-fragile, and my mentality has completely shifted. If I keep doing what I'm doing, I'll reach my goals. I've had more success than ever over these 6 months, and it kills me to think where I would be if I only started with this mindset of positive inevitability, knowing you are going to do it. What kind of relationship do you have with yourself? Quote, when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. Yes, I realized you're probably saying, okay, Steve, you're starting to sound like one of those quacks who want me to make a vision board, read The Secret, and just sit around and wait for people to help me. Okay, skip the vision board and the book, but ask yourself this. Are you the type of person who consistently looks for things to go wrong or waits for things to go wrong and then says, "See, I told you so"? Or are you the type of person who assumes things work out for the best and that good things are on the way, and then takes action to make the best things more likely? Whichever one you believe to be true is true. We all know that pessimistic person who seems to have all of the bad luck, and conversely, we all seem to know the person that has the golden touch and can't seem to lose. You get to decide which inevitability you are working towards. We see setbacks as speed bumps, not roadblocks. We know what we want, and we know we need to work hard to get it, so we do. While everybody else is waiting for luck to find them, we're out making our own. As Winston Churchill famously said, quote, "Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm," end quote. Each failure is one less speed bump that can block us from that inevitable success. Like scientists proving a hypothesis wrong, each failure is a chance to get closer, not a reason to give up. We expect to win. We expect to succeed. And then we bust our asses to prove that eventuality correct. We have a personal responsibility to our inevitability. Prove it to yourself. I realize simply expecting to win or feeling more positive about yourself is only half of the equation. Whether you sit around waiting for good luck to strike or waiting around for bad luck to kick in, you'll get the same result. Nothing. As we learn from Andy in The Shawshank Redemption, quote, "Hope is nothing without action," end quote. In the amazing book Unbroken, Louis Zamperini endured the most incredible set of setbacks and never once gave up hope. He consistently did what he could to prove to himself that he was fighting and enduring for a reason. The best way to prove to yourself that your positive inevitability, the leveled up version of you, is waiting around the corner is to achieve small wins. Want to be healthy? Prove to yourself you can change with 30 straight days of walking for just 5 minutes. Want to build a business? Make $1 or help one person. After that, it's simply a matter of hustle and scale. Want to run a marathon? Run for 1 minute. After that, it's simply finding a way to run a bit further than the day before. Identify that future version of you, that level 50, and then take one step in that direction. Make a change, no matter how small. With each additional change and each additional small victory, that eventual future becomes more and more concrete. And before you know it, eventually becomes a reality. Expect the inevitable. I bet we have a lot of rebels who fall on the dark side of inevitability. And I want to help you get over to the light. After all, we're rebels. Regardless of whether you're trying to lose weight, run a marathon, or put on some muscle, stop waiting for stuff to go wrong and start expecting things to go right. Here's the truth. You're listening to this, which means you're a pretty smart person. You're surrounded by awesome people who are here to help you get healthy. You know what you need to do, and every day, you're taking a tiny step closer. You deserve this. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be healthy. Every day is a chance to get closer to that eventual success, or a chance to delay it. You just listened to the post titled, "Stop Delaying the Inevitable," by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health.
Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so this is really spooky. In his post, Steve mentioned Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek. I just started listening to that book on Audible earlier this week. It's been on my wish list for months, and I finally made the decision to buy it, and that was before I read Steve's post. I just happened to listen to the first chapter earlier this week, so when Steve mentioned the book, I nearly jumped out of my chair. But having the same taste in books, and movies for that matter, isn't why I love reading Steve's posts. It's just that, so often, his approach reflects my own. For example, I've had clients tell me that they can't and will never be able to do a pull-up. Hey, I was in that same boat. I couldn't do a pull-up for the longest time. Clients will also tell me they'll never be consistent with their workouts, or they'll never be consistent with their healthy eating plan, or never be consistent managing their stress. Here's what I tell them. Just take that first step. Just as Steve said, no matter how small, take that first step. If you can't perform a pull-up, that's okay. Just hang on to the pull-up bar for 10 seconds with no assistance. If that's too difficult, use a chair to support some of your weight and then hang on the pull-up bar. That's a step in the right direction. Struggling with eating balanced meals? Just plan one meal this week. Trouble with managing stress? Next time you feel stressed, take one deep breath. Then we build on those little wins, because those little wins will start to add up. And before you know it, when added up, all those little wins may have just become a habit. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.